You don't have to save your tears for the pillow. Dance Moms fans, we are back.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
All right, everybody, welcome back. We have missed you. Thank you so much for joining us. As you can see tonight, we do not have Jen and Becca with us, but I am your host tonight, Pamela Gross. You can find me all over the internet at Pamela Gross Jill, and we have someone new over here. Please introduce yourself.
My name is Karina Vargas, and you can find me everywhere on Twitter and Instagram at KarinaXVRGS.
Excellent. Well, welcome. We're so glad to have you.
I'm happy to be here.
And everybody, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We are going to be covering quite a few episodes. We're going to run through what we missed, which was episodes 4, 5, and 6. And then we're going to jump right back into tonight's episode, season 7, episode 7, The Fresno Curse. Yes. Thanks for joining us. Okay, so let's just get
Jump right into it.
Yeah. So season 7, episode 4 was Winner Takes All. The girls were coming off their third win. Mm-hmm. Daviana had a solo. It was a contemporary solo called Shades of Blue. Kalani had a solo called Save Me. It was lyrical. And Liliana and Eliana returned.
Yes, they were
so
back.
So that's bringing us up to pace with that. Now, mm-hmm. what happened was the group did a dance called The Fairest of Them All, and Daviana wound up getting 6th place in the awards. What did you think of that?
I was really shocked. I did not think that her performance was going to get 6th place.
Uh-huh.
I really thought it was going to score higher than that.
Yeah.
But I definitely think it might have been because she's so used to practicing for such a long time.
Right.
I think that was one of the problems.
Well, that was a big theme mm-hmm. that they kept talking about. Because
yes, yes.
one of the things that they were addressing was that, I guess in a previous competition, Daviana had beat Kalani.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, Abby loves Kalani,
yeah.
so that was shocking. But then we saw those two go head-to-head, and without that several months lead time,
mm-hmm.
it seems like Daviana wasn't able to pull out the win.
Yeah, well, she was practicing for so long.
Yeah.
And then she only has, like, 2 days to practice now, and it's kind of tough,
you
yeah. know? And it's a lot of pressure for her, especially being new to the group.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Really
Although I do remember, and it was a little while ago, I do remember watching it and feeling like Daviana did a nice job. I
yeah.
was surprised 6th is pretty
mm-hmm.
far back.
Very, very far back.
Yeah.
I did not expect that.
I didn't expect that either. So Daviana came in 6th, and then we had Kalani coming
first place.
So it's not like she just narrowly, like they were close.
Mm-hmm.
Kalani pretty much wiped the floor with
yeah.
Daviana. And then the group won 1st place. So
yes,
that was great.
So they still have their winning streak.
Yeah. And then the big dramatic moment of that one was that Abby said, "I am sticking to my word," and sent Daviana on her way.
I know.
Yeah.
I was really shocked about that too, because Daviana is new to the team, but I wanted to see more of her,
mm-hmm.
and I felt like we didn't get to see what she's good at.
Yeah.
Like Abby was saying a lot, that they don't know how Daviana performs.
Mm-hmm.
They know all of Kalani's tricks and, you know, what she's good at, and not so much
yeah.
Daviana, so it kind of was...
And it also seems like the other moms were really enjoying having Daviana there, feeling that she was
mm-hmm.
a good addition to the team. And I thought she was as well.
Yeah, I thought she was good.
Yeah. So she was gone. But fortunately, as we know, because we're catching up, she wasn't gone for too long. So
mm-hmm.
we'll dive into season 7, episode 5, New Beginnings. And to give a super quick recap of that one, there's a new girl, Maisie. Her mom is Jamie, the funeral director. And they join the team. And then after a sort of unsuccessful performance at the end during awards, they decide to cut Maisie. And Yolanda, who we can call, like, bonehead Londa,
yes.
says, like, oh, she can take my spot.
What was going on in her mind?
We got to address
no
that.
Idea.
What's going on in her mind? I think she's almost like Kathy. She's sort
yeah.
of misguided and inappropriate and dumb.
Mm-hmm.
And she says things with, like, she's super misguided. I think her intention, as she explained, was that everyone would go, no, no, no. We're sorry we've been so mean to her. We want her. And everyone's like, it's a competition.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Even her what, 8-year-old daughter is smarter than she is.
Yes. I don't know what she was thinking. I don't think she was thinking.
I don't think she thinks really, at all.
Because just seeing how Eliana, like, was like crying. I wanted to start crying for her.
Why would you give up my spot? Yes. Like, why would you do that? It was so moronic.
And it was only because the girls were talking bad about her performance, how like she might have forgotten it and things like that. Remember?
Well, they were doing that earlier. I don't think it had anything to do. When she said that, it was like her cry for attention, and it was misguided that's moronic that it's like, all right, if you're going to say things like that, you should have your spot. Yeah. Not poor Eliana, but her. She doesn't deserve to be there.
She doesn't.
Yeah.
But Eliana does.
Yes. And then I don't think we had awards on that episode. Or did we? Okay. The group came in third. Oh, that's what happened. So they all had their feathers aflutter. Mm-hmm. So they were, because they came in third. But Kendall, Brynn, and Kalani's trio won first place.
Yes.
So then that brings us right on up to season 7, episode 6, which was No Clowning Around. And in that...
that was scary.
Yeah, that was scary. What do you think of that group dance? They all had the clown face.
I don't like clowns, so I'm very afraid of them. So when that part where the clown was coming and, like, scaring the moms, I was like, oh, like, if I was there, I would start crying or something, because that was really scary. And the makeup was really, really beautiful.
Like, yeah, the makeup was really, really good. I also do not like clowns. I thought it was scary, but good. I was surprised that they won. And again, these aren't spoilers because we're doing a wrap up and catching up. But I was surprised because they did kind of mess up a bit. But I'm glad they did because that was good. I was going to be upset about that if they didn't. Yeah. And then so the group took first. Cameron did really poorly with her solo, Endangered Species. What do you think about that?
Well, she didn't place, and neither did,
Maisie. Maisie also didn't. Both of them, duo this time, didn't place. So that's why everyone was, you know, the group dance wasn't that great. Those two girls didn't place, so there was a lot of throwing smoke. No one wanted to be caught and blamed.
Yeah. And they were saying, like, why didn't Maisie or Cameron get sent home just like Daviana did? So that was kind of like
but on the upside, Nia did win. Yes. Nia had a solo called How to Get Away with Murder, where she acted, she danced, it was lyrical, she did a great job, and she smoked it. She won.
It was fantastic.
Yeah,
I was watching that, and her acting skills were so good. She gave that performance her all.
Yeah.
And I was so happy about that.
Yeah, it was pretty great. Okay, so moving on, we have some exciting news. Yes. This weekend, Abby Lee Miller at the Abby Lee Dance Company here in Los Angeles had a meet and greet, a signing where you could come and meet Abby and myself and Becca.
And me.
We all went. And we met Abby. We got to sit down with Abby and have our picture taken. If you want to see all the pictures from that event, you can go to Abby's bio on her Instagram, which is at Abby Lee Miller, I think, or the official Abby Lee Miller. And in her bio is all the pictures from that event. So this is the shot she gave out that she autographed. There's also some pictures of us, which we will put up. Mm-hmm. We have some up on Instagram. We'll put some up on Twitter.
Yeah.
But we want to give you a brief sort of rundown of that because it was really fun to go to the studio. Your thoughts?
I mean, I like just sitting down and listening to what Abby was saying, you know, how the studio got started, how LDC got here to LA, and how she started in Pittsburgh. And so I really enjoyed it. And she's really funny.
She is really, really funny. So the way that it went for you guys at home, we got there and then we lined up. Then we met Abby, got the picture, and she signed it. We were sitting on the bleachers where the mothers sit. Mm-hmm. We saw the dance studio where the girls are, which is in the front. When you see the ALDC window, that's the main practice studio. Then they have a tumbling gym next to it with the trampolines and some bars, maybe. Yeah. And then behind that is a third studio.
It was where they stretch and stuff.
Okay. So it was really exciting to be there. Now we have context when we're watching it on TV.
To see how the studios.
And you walk in and there's sort of a shop, like where you can buy dance clothes and stuff before entering the studio. So that was super exciting. And then after the sort of meet and greet, Abby gave a little talk to everyone about the origins of the show, and she gave us some sneak peeks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really exciting. So you liked that part the best?
That was, like, my favorite part.
Yeah.
Yeah, just to listen to her talk about it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you hear the how it got started, like, on the internet, if you read it and stuff, but getting her to talk about it, it was a different perspective, obviously, because it was from her.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that.
I agree. We were all sort of, I think, in agreement. I don't want to speak for you, but we all felt like, wow, you can see Abby's charm. She's not the villain. She's very much her. She definitely wasn't sweet. You know what I mean? She wasn't like, you know, flowers and bunnies, but she seems down to earth and charming, and that there's a method to the madness, and that she's not just picking on people for no reason. Mm-hmm. It seems like she really has the best of intentions. I think sometimes, again, it is a little misguided, but for the most part, it seemed like she was a good person. I liked her.
Yeah, she wants what's best for her students.
Yeah.
And sometimes in TV, it kind of gets twisted around and makes her seem like a villain when she just really wants the best for them. So
yeah, and sometimes, I mean, she is human, and sometimes she does fall victim to her emotions, and she can act a little erratically. I mean, I don't think she's a saint now. But yeah, it did give a sort of understanding of why they would put up with this. Because sometimes I find myself wondering,
why are they saying that?
Yeah. You know? Why would you deal with that? And then you say, oh, well, there's obviously a good side, too, that's happening. And we did talk to Abby. We invited her to come on the show. So hopefully she'll be here soon. Abby, if you're watching, we're excited.
We want you here.
Yeah, we want you here. So stay tuned for that, guys. And yeah, anything else about our experience at the Abby Lee Miller Dance Company studio?
I mean, we got to see the parking lot, too, where all the drama happens.
Yeah, the mama drama unfolds in the parking lot. We parked there.
I know.
We also got to see the awnings that Kathy was concerned were covered with bird poop.
Yes, but they were clean.
They were pretty clean.
I did not see any bird poop on there.
No bird poop seen here. I don't know
saying.
What Kathy was on about either. But it is interesting. So the way that it's laid out, the girls are dancing and there's a giant window facing the street. It is really hard. I am amazed that they're not more distracted than they are.
Yeah.
And the moms during pyramid, I mean, they're all basically standing in a storefront window to some extent when that's happening. So kudos to them for sticking with it. I guess that's how they practice their focus for on stage, not getting distracted.
Yeah, definitely. They do.
Yeah. Okay, well, should we jump on into Season 7, Episode 7, The Fresno Curse?
Yes.
We ready for that? Okay, so now we're up to speed. We'll talk about tonight's episode, The Fresno Curse. So the lore with this one is, apparently, for all of the history of time, the ALDC has never won at Fresno. And they went this year. Not only have they not won, but there's apparently been meltdowns. Mm-hmm. Each time they've gone, there's been some situations happening. They had a few clips of Abby taking her shirt off. Some variety of freakouts happening. So this time we go to this episode 7. And let's start with the pyramid.
Yeah.
Start with the pyramid. So we kick off the episode. And
Cameron's at the bottom.
Nia's at the top.
Beautiful,
which is great. Also, so happy that Nia won, because Holly said something to the effect, or Nia said, one of them said, like, you know, Kalani got a first overall, Kendall got a first overall, Bryn got a first overall. So if Nia didn't pull out that win, she would have been the only original
who didn't.
So it was really good that she placed for her own confidence. And for her sort of security on the team. Yeah. So, yeah, I was happy to see Nia on the top. The other things all made sense. I have a tenuous feeling about Cameron. I liked her dance much better than it placed. But I do sort of agree, and I don't know if this is the producers not giving her airtime, but I haven't seen anything. Like, I don't know her personality.
Yeah.
I don't know much about her. So it is hard to sort of really feel connected to her and driven to want her to stay.
I think that's why I want her to stay.
Right.
You know, I want her to stay so that I could see more of her personality and kind of see what she's capable of.
Right.
So I definitely want to see that, especially because She did win Kalani, although it did take her because she practiced so much. But I want to see.
Well, that was Daviana.
Yeah,
Cameron is who I feel like we don't. Daviana, too. Well, both of the new girls, we don't know that well. Yeah. Totally Cameron, true.
Yeah, I liked Cameron.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I'm iffy about her, too.
Yeah, I mean, both of them, you're right, we don't know. So maybe they have a lot to show us, but emotionally, I don't really feel connected to them. So it's hard to be super concerned about whether they stay or go at this point.
Yeah, that's
true. But yeah. And then, so bringing right on to that, Daviana's what you were saying, back. So Daviana's back. So they didn't keep her gone for long. And I do agree that Abby really likes Daviana. I think Bryn's mom was saying, the door's wide open. Mm-hmm. She seems really happy to have her back. And I think that's true. I think Abby recognizes Daviana's dancing ability as well as her cohesion with the team. Yeah, she does a great.
They all work together well, especially with the rest of the elite team. Mm-hmm. I think both Cameron and Daviana fit perfectly into that. You know,
they do.
They're the same height. Their technique skills are, you know, at similar levels. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, they've placed first, I think, in all the times that they've been dancing together.
Yeah.
They won first. So that says something.
Neither of their moms are bat crazy.
Yeah.
So that helps too.
That's true. They all get along.
Yeah. They get along
mostly.
For the most part.
You know.
Yeah. So then we, going into the dances, Cameron and Bryn were given a duet. All the girls, mostly all the girls, were given duets. So Kendall and Kalani have a duet. It's sort of a tango style dance. Maisie and Eliana were given a duet called The Invaders, and that was an acro routine. And then Cameron and Bryn, as we said, were given a jazz duet. So this is great, but then Liliana's mother is like, what about Lily? And they say, naturally, she is six. What is she?
Yeah.
She's like a very little girl. She can't really do
much
a duet, but that didn't sit very well with
the mother.
Donkey Kong. Yeah, Yolanda. So clearly there's this alliance between the two mini moms. And
I mean, Yolanda wanted Lily, but
too
I mean,
bad.
You can't, yeah, you.
Yolanda,
Abby makes the calls, you know.
Yeah, Yolanda should be thanking her lucky stars that she's there. Frankly, if I were Abby, I would have been like, you are too dumb to even allow back in.
Yeah.
I think, though, that she, Abby does. I love Ileana. She's so great. I think if she wasn't so wonderful, there's no way that Abby would put up with any of that. But unfortunately, that's the mom she comes with. Can we get, are they allowed to have like surrogate dance moms or like, can they be like adoptive dance moms?
I don't know.
Like, right. Can we keep Eliana and get rid of Yolanda?
Yeah.
Let us know, guys. Cause that would be, that would be the best thing. That would be great. So what do you think about those duets?
I mean, I love Kendall and Kalani together. I've always, every time that they get paired together, it's always beautiful, you know? And Bryn and Cameron, well, we've never seen them work together, so that was interesting to kind of see how they both dance together, you know, their timing and things like that, and I was impressed.
Yeah.
I was very impressed.
Yeah, that was great, and then we will go on to the group dance, which was like, does this dance make me look racist? It was interesting. So what they did, they had a group dance, which was based on the movie The Help, which is about maids and socialites, and the dance number was called Good Help is Hard to Find, and all the mothers, well, not all the mothers, some of the mothers were concerned that this was a very delicate subject matter and might not be handled with the sensitivity that it deserves. What do you think about this whole situation?
It is a very sensitive topic, so, you know, it's kind of taboo to talk about, you know, and so, I mean, I like these kinds of numbers where they have messages and it's like a historical type. And Abby has, with her past numbers that are similar to like the historical or things like that, like she does well with.
Right.
So, I mean, I liked it.
Yeah. I liked it. I thought it was really great watching the moms discuss it. It is a delicate issue. I think Holly has the patience of a saint. It was interesting generationally even to see you know, Jill and Bryn's mom saying, like, no, segregation doesn't exist. It's illegal. Yeah. And it's like, well, you know, and Holly trying to very delicately explain to them that, like, in reality, there is still a lot of
segregation.
Yeah, real de jure, you know, or de facto, real life segregation, that maybe it's not legal. And that Holly seemed really generous with understanding that they really didn't understand that.
Yeah, with her experiences and stuff.
Yeah.
Kind of opened your eyes to, like, what she goes through, you know?
And that they've been together for all those years, and she was saying, we don't have these kinds of conversations, which was really interesting. It was good to see that out of the show, which doesn't, you know, there's some controversial issues, but they're always sort of easy, like teen suicide. Not that it's easy, but easy within the group, because it's not hitting as close to home as these issues did.
Yeah.
So it was nice to see the women deal with that, and they were pretty civil.
Yeah.
Yeah, none of them, it didn't get out of, they were all pretty respectful.
They were all respectful.
Yeah. I enjoyed that. And then on to, so we can move right on to the competition now. So just a reminder, again, this is Sheer Talent. It's in Fresno. They've never won in Fresno. Mm-hmm. It's a big deal. The Fresno curse. So there's a lot of nerves, a lot of stress, a lot of anticipation going into this. So they get there, and before the competition starts, everything's going great, and Donkey Kong Yolanda says, "Would have, like, oh, it'd be better if she was dancing with Lily." Mm-hmm.
And it's Abby's legal issues that then she ended up bringing because something that Jamie said.
Well, that was her. So, again, misguided, moronic, idiot Yolanda says, in an effort to, Kira says, like, why are you throwing your teammate under the bus? Like, what is wrong with you?
And they were about to go
Your kids are about to go dance together. Why are you saying that? And she's like, well, there would be a better dance partner. So she clearly wants to say that. And I think she thinks they were going to swap in Lily at that second?
At the last moment.
So in her effort to taint, I guess, Macy and Jamie, she said Jamie has no respect for anyone, including Abby, and that she was joking about the legal battles. Which, I don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah.
They didn't show that on the show. Also, why on earth, what a moron. Like, why on earth would you upset the kids, upset Abby, ruffle everyone's feathers? That's not to your benefit. Mm-hmm. Like, this woman is so stupid that the things she does... She's hurting her own daughter. She outdumbs the dumbest of dum-dums. I mean, she is really moronic, that one. And she needs, like, impulse control. Like, she needs to swing her words. You know how you have someone proofread? Yeah. She needs to, like, proof speak. She needs to speak and then have
and
someone go, like,
she needs to think before she speaks.
Don't say that. Yeah. She needs a rewind button.
Yeah.
But she's terrible. Mm-hmm. And, of course, that is Abby's sore spot. It completely upset her. And what does Abby do when she's under the gun? She lashes out.
And she...
So she pulled the dance. Good job, Yolanda. I wanted to see that dance.
I did too.
Yeah.
I was like, because what was it? It was an acro gymnastics.
Yeah, it was a total acro dance.
So I wanted to see that.
I think Maisie has sass and potential, but we haven't really gotten to see a lot of her. So I was looking forward to seeing if she was really good or if she was, you know, not great.
Yeah, but... guess we're not going to find out.
And so we didn't get to see that, obviously. So then there were two. So then they pulled that, and then we were down to the two duets. So we had Cameron and Bryn. Well, first went Kalani and Kendall with their tango-y dance. And I did. I thought they were nice. I thought, considering they're both such beautiful dancers, it was a good dance, but it was vaguely boring, I thought. What'd you think?
Yeah, I mean... I thought that Kalani kind of overpowered Kendall. Mm-hmm. I really think that Kalani did a lot better than Kendall in this one. But, I mean, I liked it. And I love the fact when the other girl, when Jill was asking, oh, like, did you get it? And then she was like, you were supposed to, they were fighting for a guy.
Right.
And then she was like, really?
And
then Jill was like, yeah, you didn't get that part? She was like, no.
No.
You know? Because... I don't know. I didn't really see that, really. I just kind of saw them fighting, but it really wasn't. I didn't see it. I didn't see it.
I didn't see it either. I thought that they were beautiful. Mm-hmm. I did think they did a good job. I mean, even I don't know why exactly. It just wasn't exciting to watch to me. I thought Kendall did a nice job. I mean, I thought my comment was nice. That was nice. Mm-hmm. It was a nice dance. They did a great job. They looked beautiful. Kalani did great. You know, gave facials. Good. Yeah, mm-hmm. she was doing good facial mm-hmm. performances, good acting. I thought they were nice. I thought it was nice.
Yeah. I think it was a kind of what they always kind of do as well. I kind of want to see something different. I mean, it was like salsa, but it was, I don't know. It was...
Yeah.
I feel like I've seen that before.
Well, another thing that we did learn, this is a little insider knowledge from Abby when mm-hmm. we were at the studio, said that they did a deal with a music library. So that dictates often a lot of what their limitations are. She said that she would like to do more show tunes, but they have a production deal with a music library, mm-hmm. so they have to use that music. So in terms of that, I thought this was a little outside of the box,
yeah.
the sort of Latino salsa-y thing, but it didn't. Yeah, it wasn't, it just didn't, it was nice.
It was nice.
I mean, I don't have anything bad to say about it. I just wasn't thrilled. And then we had Bryn and Cameron.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
That was different. We don't see them do the whole, what was it? Was it like hip hop type of thing?
Jazz.
Yeah, it was jazz. Like jazz.
It was called Snap That, and it was a jazz number.
It was really exciting, and Cameron... didn't see that coming from her.
Yes.
She was very strong, like her facials and the uh-huh. way that she was moving. It was really strong performance in her part.
Yeah.
I really like that.
Yeah. So. Both of those girls had a lot to prove going into that. Bryn has been criticized for her lack of facial expressions and not performing with acting wise when she's dancing, and that she needed to step out of being a pretty little ballerina role. Mm-hmm. And Cameron. We've just been getting from Abby that she's flat, that she's not giving enough. Both of them, I thought, really stepped it up. They rose to the occasion. I saw a lot of personality out of Bryn and sass mm-hmm. and moves from Cameron. So that was great.
Yeah, because Bryn kind of does contemporary a lot.
Yes.
You know, and so this was definitely out of her box. And she was great. She nailed it.
Yeah, she was great.
Yeah.
So good job to those girls. They wound up winning the first overall.
First place.
And I was not surprised at all by that. Abby seemed to be surprised that Kendall and Kalani didn't do better. But again, I thought that was nice. There was not a lot to their performance.
Yeah. I think Kendall and Kalani, like, they've gone first place many times together. So they were kind of like, expecting them to win. And then Bryn and Cameron second. But it was kind of like it was switched up.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that. I mean, I think Bryn and Cameron deserved first place. In my opinion. So... I mean, it was good to see them win.
And then on to the group dance, which was Good Help is Hard to Find. What did you think of that?
I liked it. Their emotions and their acting were on point. And then Nia, at the end, where everything was silent, I was like in shock because she stole the room, like in that moment, you know?
Yeah.
So I really enjoyed that one.
I agree with you. I thought it was great. I think they handled it. I didn't know how the dance was going to break down. Mm. And I knew that it was the socialites and the maids. And, you know, that's great. But I didn't know how it was going to sort of conclude with any point.
Yeah.
And I liked what Nia did. But I loved Cameron's last minute. So when Nia goes off, drops it and walks off. And then Daviana follows her. And then Cameron, you know, they're like, come on. And Cameron... does the, like, looking both ways and then ran off. I thought that was almost the clincher for me, that was really a scene-stealing moment. Mm-hmm. And Cameron really showed up and acted in that, too.
Definitely.
I think she was a star tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so, of course, everything's great. So the girls win. They win their group. And then the duet won overall. So everything's hunky-dory. We should all be happy and celebrating, right?
Especially because they won first place and they've never won at Fresno.
Right. They broke the Fresno curse. Mm-hmm. So everything's great, right? Right?
No.
They can't let it be. So all the ladies, they're out. They're celebrating. And I'm surprised. I think there must have been some editing because Fernanda, Daviana's mom, seems a lot smarter to me. Than this, than that move, than saying, so are we here or not next week?
Like, is she coming back? Like, what's going on?
But. Right. Like, we know Abby doesn't do ultimatums. Mm-hmm. What did she think she was going to say? Oh, you're asking me, you're putting me in a corner and making me, forcing me to make a decision? Yes. No.
I mean, Abby would have told her if she was going to stay or not, you know, but...
I think she completely would have if she wasn't given an ultimatum. Mm-hmm. I don't think Abby likes ultimatums. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody likes ultimatums, you know, like especially Abby. But so that was just strange. I wonder what went on off camera that we didn't see.
Yeah.
Because that did seem so abrupt that she was just like, so are we, are, is she in or not next week? It was confusing to me because they were saying we want six, so she'll be the swing. It seemed like she was saying probably. Mm-hmm. I guess in her defense, Fernanda just wanted an answer. Like, should I plan on this or not? But, it was a Yolanda move.
I mean, and what Abby was saying that, the whole bringing Daviana into the groups, mainly just because of the groups, I kind of felt like Abby was kind of just using Daviana for the groups. Like, whenever it's contemporary or things like that, that's when she wants to bring her in because she knows that they'll win.
Right.
You know, so I was kind of like... So, is she going to come back another time when they do another group? Or is she gone forever?
But I didn't understand what Abby was saying, actually. It wasn't clear to me exactly what she was implying. I guess you're right.
Yeah, that's what I got out of it. That she's only pretty much bringing her in whenever they're doing, you know, contemporary or group pieces, group dances with the elite.
Right.
So, that's what I was thinking of her just bringing her whenever they do groups like that.
So she was just saying basically like she's filler and Fernanda was saying, well, is she on the team or not?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't know, maybe Daviana will come back another time whenever they have another group.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, hopefully that will look if Donkey Kong Yolanda got to come back after her, you know, things, then I think Daviana should be able to come back. But we'll see. We'll see. It might... I don't know.
I want her to come back. Because I do like Daviana with the elite team. I think they work well together, so...
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Well, I would really love to see Ileana get a new mom. I really would. I love Ileana. I think she's so adorable. Mm. I don't know where she came from, because that mom is the worst. She is the worst. She's so terrible. Oh, and even her 8-year-old daughter... No, recognize. Yeah. She's like, I keep telling her to stop and just do what Miss Abby says.
Yeah. She was like, I'm so mad at her right now. Well,
I would be mad at her, too.
She's just opening her mouth and it just backfires on
her. Yeah. And Ileana's great, but Yolanda is so terrible that if I was Abby, I don't know what I would do. I don't know if I would keep the great kid
and deal with that mom. Banned Yolanda from coming in.
Yeah.
So... drops off Ileana at the door, and then she leaves and then picks up later.
Well, remember when Kira was pregnant and, like, Melissa sort of stood in as Kalani's dance mom? Can't we do that?
Yeah, we should.
Yeah, can't. Who? Yeah.
Who should stand?
Well, Jill is also not the brightest light in the dance studio. So maybe Ileana will feel comfortable with her, you know? Yeah. And Jill will be okay with that because, like, Ileana's not competition for Kendall.
Yeah.
Because she's so little. So maybe that would be a good match.
That's true.
Yeah. What do you guys think? Let us know. And what else? Any other thoughts on the group dance?
The group. No, I think it was... I just think it was great.
Yeah.
I wrote here that was very good. And with dealing, especially with, you know, the whole sensitivity. Mm-hmm. I think they handled it good, too. It was because the moms were worried about that. That's what they were mostly saying, like, oh, what are they going to say about, you know, the maids or things like that. And so, I mean, I think they handled it very good.
I agree. So. I do think that they handled it really well. And the only thing is that I wish we got to see some of the other dances because I thought it was wonderful, but we didn't in this episode get to see the dances they were up against.
Yeah.
So it would have been nice to see the others, but I am glad they won and I thought it was a great dance and that they all did wonderfully.
Yeah. I liked it.
Yeah. And that also, though, was because, not because, but the little ones weren't in that group number. Mm-hmm. So that also fares with how does that affect the group. Are the little ones always going to have to... How will the team function with two little girls and four teenagers?
How do you feel about that? Do you like...
Or six teenagers.
Do you like having the two little girls with the big girl?
I think it... I like the two little girls as dancers. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes it works. But in a group dance like that, they're different age groups. Yeah. I don't... It's interesting to me the logistics of that, how that's even sort of allowed. Mm-hmm. I guess, like, isn't there some age barriers? We'll have to, if anyone knows about dance competitions, let us know.
Isn't the groups, there's, like, teens.
Yeah, that's what it's like. You enter as a teen mm-hmm. group. I guess certain ones have restrictions and certain ones don't. You can enter a group. I don't know. We'll have to learn. So. We'll have to investigate. Yeah.
We'll have to research.
We'll have to get our dance knowledge on. Yeah. And this is going back to our weekend with Abby. Weekend at the ALDC. It was funny. Abby was telling us that the first person cast on the show was Kathy and Vivi, which we all got a hoot out of. We here at the AfterBuzz are big Vivi fans. Mm. So it is funny that those were the first ones. So then Abby was saying that she was like, well, that's what you're looking for. Like, that's not what I, you know. She was giving them the Maddies and the... you know, the Chloes, and they cast Vivi and Kathy. And she's like, what?
She's like, out of everybody.
Yeah.
Kathy's the one who gets casted first.
She's funny. And she was also explaining that she wasn't herself initially a very big part of the show. Mm-hmm. It wasn't until she sort of like had an Abby episode when the producers were there that they were like, wait, hold on. This woman is good TV. Yeah. We got to put her in the show. Mm-hmm. So that was fun to hear.
And she came more into the show rather than
before,
where she really wasn't even in it.
Yeah. You know, so. Well, she wasn't meant to be in the beginning.
And then she took over.
Yep. Abby's taken over. So, yeah. Well, everybody, we're going to move on into predictions now.
Woo! And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Okay. All right.
Predictions.
Okay. Well, what do you think? You want to kick us off with your predictions?
I mean, my predictions, the minis are going to be back. Okay. Them too. I feel like Ileana is too good to let go, you know? So I definitely think that Abby loves her.
Uh-huh.
Abby is obsessed with the minis.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that both Liliana and Ileana are going to come back.
Okay.
I'm hoping still that Daviana comes back because I really want to see more of her. And, another prediction. Macy.
Yeah.
I want her to shine. I want her to get more camera time. I want her to get a solo that actually sticks. Like a solo or a duo, but this time for her to actually perform it.
Yes. You know,
so.
Okay.
I think that might happen next episode.
Awesome. So, I'll use that Macy to transition to mine. I would also like to see her. I'd like to see a solo for Macy because I liked her and then she sort of faded into the background. So I'd really like to see a little more of her. And I kind of like her mom. I like her strange little mom. Yeah. You know, old funeral parlor seems pretty down to earth.
Embalming and all that stuff.
She seems really human in the way that she responds to Abby when she's saying things like calling her, you know, bad names. She's just like, why are you doing that? Like, she doesn't seem like a lunatic. She seems like, that's a weird way to treat me.
Yeah.
So I like her. I'd like to see more of them. I hope and think that Daviana will be back.
Mm-hmm.
That just seemed too strange and abrupt. So hopefully she'll be back. For sure the minis, because there was no discussion of getting rid of them, they'll be back. So hopefully we'll have the whole gang back next week.
Yeah.
Because it seemed like it really left off unfinished tonight. It was like, wait, what? Mm-hmm. It's over now?
Yeah.
So I definitely want more of them and think we'll have more of them.
More drama.
I predict some fighting with Yolanda and Jamie, and I want to see it. And I hope someone takes Yolanda down to the point where she learns to behave.
Mm-hmm.
That's my wish for the next episode because I love Ileana. I think she's adorable and fun to watch. But that mom is the worst.
She's ruining it.
Yeah.
She's really ruining it.
And then moving on from that, do you know any gossip, any exciting things? I don't want to do any spoilers, but any insider knowledge that we should be aware of?
Not really.
Do you? No, see, I like to keep, keep it fresh for myself. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't even want to know. So I try and stay sort of away from that. So
I try not to read stuff of, like, the whole, either the season is renewing or not. I kind of like to keep that as, you know, or who's coming back. I like to
The one thing I will say on that, though, that seemed very poignant that was said tonight by Kira, it wasn't giving anything away, but it just showed what a different place she was in from Bryn's mom. When she said, Bryn's mom said something like, I don't care if she wins, I just hope she beats them. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know if it was Kira. One of them said something to the effect of, like, well, way to be a team player. And she was like, Jill said that. Yeah. Okay. And it was like, well, I'm concerned about who's going to be the next face of the ALDC. And Kalani's mom, then Kira was like, that's not, winning a dance number is not going to get her a professional job. They're just at such different places. Yeah. Like, one of them wants to be the next Maddie. And Kalani's way past being the next Maddie and being the new Kalani and professionally.
Yeah. And she wants to make her own name.
As well. That's where, you know, it's interesting. You can see, like, I don't know how many more Abby Lee Miller dance years left she is in her. I don't know what grade she's in or where she is, but Kalani's ready to be a professional. Yeah. And you can see that in her dancing.
She's ready to fly. Leave the Abby Lee Dance Company.
Yes.
And make a name for herself.
So. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I hope to see that. I do want Kalani to make a name for herself. Because Abby's always pointing, like, oh, you should be the next Maddie. But it's like, what if they want to be their own Kalani or Nia or Kendall?
Exactly.
You know?
As many a dance mom has said to Abby.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Yeah, like, all right, enough with the next Maddie. Mm-hmm.
But I'm hopeful.
I'm hopeful too. Well, everybody, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
This has been Season 7, Episode 7, The Fresno Curse. Frels, yes. Okay, and I am Pamela Gross. You can find me at Pamela Gross Jill all over.
And my name is Karina Vargas. You can find me everywhere on Twitter and Instagram at KarinaXVRGS.
Awesome. Thank you guys for joining us.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.